Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, the first of the two Mishnayos, the third wide line of daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesunim Batzaru Vashivya. So we're moving along here in the fourth perek of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Rabbi Yishmael. We're dealing with some of the basic halachos that associate with Avodah Zarah. It needs no introduction as we dive right back in. Zok Teilug Mishnah, Matzah B'Roshoy, if somebody would find on the head, Rashi says, of the Avodah Zarah Markulis, Ma'is, Mani, Ksus, a Beged, a Kalim, or different types of Kalim, Harei Elu Mutarin, the halacha is, all of these things that the person found will be mutter. If the person, however, would find on the top of Markulis clusters of grapes, v'atare shel shibalim, or crowns made of shibalim, v'yenois ushmanim v'saltois, v'chol dovet shekiyotz v'kar v'agabi bizbeach, or if he would find not the aforementioned, but he would find anything similar to the aforementioned, in that the thing that he found is something that was karev al gabi mizbeach aser, then the halacha is that whatever he found is going to be aser. So again, the Mishnah is talking about the Avodah Zarah Markulis, which is the backdrop of all these Mishnayos here in the fourth parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Ordinarily, if you went to Markulis, what you would expect to find on top of it is Avonim, right? That's what people used to do. They were Zorik Avonim, the Markulis. In our Mishnah, this person found Markulis. There was something on top of it other than Avonim. In the Reish of the Mishnah, he found Ma'is Ksusor Kalim. There the Allah is Harei Elu Mutarim. They're not going to be Asabana. In the Seif of the Mishnah, what he found was Parchile Anovim, Atari Shal Shibolim, Yenush Manim Saltes, or anything else that is Korva Gabim Mizbeach. And there the halacha is that whatever he found is going to be Asa. Now the Gemara is obviously going to explain the Mishnah. It's a little bit of a tricky Gemara. And I think it's kedai just to preface the Gemara with the following. That is, we know that the krovis shel Avodah Zarah is aser b'hana. It's something that has been a theme throughout the Masechta. And we actually went into it a little bit yesterday. Rav's Memra on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. When something is considered to krovis Avodah Zarah, when it's not considered to krovis Avodah Zarah. Just because it was offered up to Avodah Zarah, we saw it doesn't by definition make it to krovis Avodah Zarah. Another halacha that's going to emerge from the Gemara we're about to learn is that if somebody would put something on top of Avodah Zarah to beautify the Avodah Zarah, l'noi, so lahavdol, we make our sukkah nice, the decorations are noi sukkah. If somebody would make decorations for the Avodah Zarah, those decorations would become aser as well. Now, to the extent that we're danning whether this thing should be aser bahana because of noy avodah zarah or not, the first thing you would ask yourself is, well, is this a davar noy? Is it beautifying the avodah zarah? Or is it not beautifying the avodah zarah? To the extent that it's beautifying the avodah zarah, now it's noy avodah zarah, so it'd be aser bahana. If it's not beautifying the avodah zarah, then this conversation is dead on arrival. Obviously, it's not going to be noy avodah zarah. When you're discussing whether something is that's a different Shulchan Aruch. That was yesterday's daf. Is it Kein Pnim, etc., etc.? But the bottom line is that there's an idea that Tikroivis Shel Avodah Zarah is Asabana. There's an idea that Noy Avodah Zarah is Asabana as well. So with that mindset, now let's recap the Mishnah again. The Reish of the Mishnah is saying that if somebody found on the top of the Avodah Zarah money, ksos, kelim, hare elu mutar, the reason that the mutar is because obviously, it's not going to be aser me din tekrovis avodah zarah, because what's the tekrovis? The money, the ksus, the kelim? And besides, the only time tekrovis avodah zarah is a problem is if it's a davar akarev agabi mizbech. It has to stim with all the tenayim of yesterday's daf, which we're not going to chazer. And obviously, mois, ksus, and kelim are not going to meet that criteria. So it's going to be mutter mitzad the problem of tekrovis avodah zarah. The only thing you have to don is, but maybe it's noy for the avodah zarah. The Mishnah essentially is saying it's not. That if you put money on top of the Avodah Zarah, you didn't make the Avodah Zarah nicer. If you put a ksus, right, you put a tuxedo on it, didn't make it nicer. If you put kelim on it, you didn't make it nicer. Now, the truth is, the Gemara is going to say, I can argue that if there's a $100 bill waving from the top of the Avodah Zarah, looks nicer to me, right? You put a nice suit on it,
It might make it look very nice. Kalim depends on what the keli was. Might make it look nice. So the Gemara is actually going to talk about that, and the Gemara is going to make an akimta what the mois was, what the ksus was, what the kalim was. But en chinami, there is a situation where it could be no. But that's pshan and the resha. Pshan and the resha is mois. Ksus a kalim is not the krevish alvei dazar because it doesn't conform with karv agabi mizbeach. See yesterday's daf. It's also not noif for that way the Zohar. Doesn't check off any of the boxes. It's for that reason it's going to be mutter. What the sefer, the Mishnah, is saying is that brachili anav anatar shal shibal miyenu shmonim saltois. All these things, being that they're korev agabi mizbeach, they're going to be aser. Midin noy? I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But that's not the point. They're going to be aser midin to krevish alavay the Zohar. The krevish alavay the Zohar is aser. Now, one takeaway, and this is where the Gemara is going to begin, in addition to just explaining the Mishnah, is that we see from here that just because something's on top of Avodah Zarah, that in and of itself doesn't mean anything, right? Has to be either there l'shem tekroves or noy. But if somebody would put something on top of an Avodah Zarah and it's not beautifying the Avodah Zarah, then there's no question in the world that halachas is going to be mutter, and it's on that nekuda that the Gemara begins and says, Mino ani mili. How do you know that? Meaning, how do you know that if you would put something on top of Avodah Zarah and you did it l'shem noy, it would become aser? But if you put it and it doesn't beautify the Avodah Zarah, then it's going to be mutter. There's one pasuk in the Torah that says, "Vatiru eshiku tseim veeskilu leim eitz ve'even kesef v'zav asherim mos." This is one of the many, many, many pesukim in the Torah that talk about avodah zarah. It says you're going to see their abominations. You're going to see shiku tseim veeskilu leim and their getchkes eitz ve'even kesef v'zav asherim mos. And you're not just going to see the getchkes, but you're going to see the wood, the stone, the silver, the gold that's together with them. Now, it sounds a little bit from this pasuk, says Rashi, that the eitz, even, kesev, and zav that are with the Avodah Zarah are treated like the Avodah Zarah. How do you know that? Because the pasuk begins, Vatiru eshiku tseyem. And it sounds like everything that's mentioned in this pasuk is included in shiku tseyem. Not only the etzem Avodah Zarah, but the eitz, even, kesev, and zav, ashei imohem, that are with them, are also going to be treated like Avodah Zarah. And really, based on that, it would sound like anything that's with Avodah Zarah, not even on Avodah Zarah, by the way, just imohem, with Avodah Zarah, would be aser. Doesn't matter if it's a davar shel noy, such as kesev v'zav, or if it's not a davar shel noy, such as eitz ve'even. So kosev echad oimer, vatira shikutzeim veskiluleim eitz ve'even, kesev v'zav ashehimoyen, and that pasuk is mashmo, you need a lot of Rashi here, a lot of Torah Shavapa, that anything that's with the Avodah Zarah, whether it's a davar shel noy, like kesev v'zav, or it's not a davar shel noy, like eitz ve'even, is going to be treated like shikutzeim, it's treated like Avodah Zarah, it's going to be also kesev echad oimer. The problem is another pasuk. And this pasuk says as follows, psile Eloheim Tisrafun Ba'esh, that if you see Avodah Zarah, you gotta get rid of it, you have to burn it. Loi Sachmoy, thou shalt not covet Kesev Vizov Aleyem Vilokachtalach. Pentivokish Poiki Tevas Hashem Alekechahu, that you should not have any chemda for the Kesev and the Zov that's Aleyem, that's on top of Avodah Zarah. Now, here too, it sounds like we're talking about something ancillary to Avodah Zarah. Now, notice here it doesn't say Imahem, here it says Aleyem. It's gonna play itself out in a line or two. But here, when the Torah says, Loi sachmait, stay away not only from the Avodah Zarah, but even the things that are on the Avodah Zarah, it says what? Kesev Vizav. What's Kesev Vizav? It sounds like it has to be something that's shel noy. In other words, we have a little bit of a problem here. Because on the pasuk of Atira, she could say, it sounds like that if something is together with Avodah Zarah, even though it's not the Chefs of Avodah Zarah, it doesn't matter if it's a Dovah Shal Noi, if it's a Dovah Shal Inu Shal Noi, that loch is it, she could say it. But then again, I have another pasuk that says, Loisach me Kesav Azav Aleim, and look at the beginning of the pasuk, Psila Eleheim Tisrafun Ba'esh, what do you have to burn? You have to burn not only the Avodah Zarah, but even the Kesav Azav Aleim, which is only Dovah Shal Noi. So, Haketzad, it's a stira, meaning, is even a davar she'ino shel noy considered avodah zarah? As is mashma from vatira she could say him, or is it only davar shel noy, which is mashma from leisachmi kesef v'zav? So the Gemara says you have to say imahim dum yudaleihem. You have to say that one pasuk is being megala on the other pasuk, and the pasuk that says imahim, which is that vatira she could say him veskidu leim eitz ve'even kesef v'zav ashehim imahim, is dumit to the pasuk that says aleihem. That's the second pasuk leisachmi kesef v'zav aleihem v'lokach tolach house on ma'aleihem davar shel noy asa she'ini shel noy mutter. Just like the pasuk that says aleihem, it's dafka davar shel noy, but a davar she'ini shel noy is going to be mutter. How do you know that? Because the pasuk only mentions kesef v'zav af imam. So too the pasuk that says imam, we say is davar shel noy aser v'she'ini shel noy mutter. So from the fact that it says leisachmi kesef v'zav aleihem v'lokach Machtoloch. I know only Kesef Zav, which is a Dovah Shalnoi, when it's Aleihem, is it considered a problem. But if it's a Dovah Shalnoi, Shalnoi, not. Ah, it also says Vatiru Shikutseim, and there it says Eitz for Evan. So it sounds like even a Dovah Shalnoi, Shalnoi, it's true, but Bozeh V'Gila Alzeh. It has to be Aleihem Dumi D'Imoyim, and just like as it relates to the pasuk of Aleihem, it's Dafka Dovah Shalnoi. So to the pasuk that says Imam, it's also Dafka Pasuk Shalnoi. But the Gemara asks the obvious follow-up question: the Ima Aleihem Dumi Di Imam. Maybe make the hekesh just the opposite and say Ma Imam Kol Mashe Imam. Just like the pasuk that says Imam means everything that's Imam, even the Dovah Shalnoi. Af Aleihem Kol Dovah Shalnoi. Maybe as it relates to Aleihem, it's going to be the same thing. Meaning, how do you know that the pasuk of Atir Shukutseim needs to conform to the pasuk of Leisachmoi? Maybe Epoch, maybe it should be the other way. So the Gemara says it doesn't work, because Imkain, if that were the case, Lo Yoimar Aleihem, then the whole Pasuk of Aleihem would be an extra Pasuk. If really, Eitz Ve'Evan Kesev Ezov, whether it's a Dovah Shalnoi, Dovah Shalnoi, Shalnoi, and it's Imohem, it's with David Azar, it's automatically going to be Yasser. So, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, what exactly is this Pasuk, Lo Sachme Kesev Ezov Aleihem, Ve'lo Kachta Lach, teach me? It's not teaching me anything. What's it coming to teach me? That only Dovah Shalnoi, that's not even true. That Dover Shalnoi, I know that. Or maybe he's coming to teach me Aleihem, as opposed to Imahem. Well, if Imahem is a problem, Kol Shekein Aleihem is going to be a problem. If you hold, however, that the Ikur Pasuk is Leisach Mikasev Ezov Aleihem, you can't ask the reverse kasha why the Torah right? Atiru Shikutzei Veskiu Leihem Eitzvah Mikasev Ezov Hashem Imah. Because it could be the reason the Torah wrote that Pasuk is to teach me Imahem. Because just because Aleihem is treated like a problem doesn't necessarily mean that Imam would be treated like a problem. So if at the end of the day the Ikur Pasuk is Eitz for Evan, Kesev Ezov Asher Imahem, you're going to have no need for Leisach Mi Kesev Ezov Aleihem. If, however, the Ikur Pasuk is Leisach Mi Kesev Ezov Aleihem, you still have a need for Eitz for Evan, Kesev Ezov Asher Imahem. It's for that reason, it's mistaber that both Psukim serve a purpose. How would both Psukim serve a purpose? I'll tell you how. If it's Dafka Kesev Ezov, which is a Dover Shalnoi, as opposed to Eitz Ve'Evan, well then, that's why I need both Psukim. I need the Pasuk of Eitz Ve'Evan Kesev Ezov Hashem Imoim to teach me even Imoim, not only Aleihem, and I need the Pasuk of Leisachman Kesev Ezov Aleihem to teach me that at the end of the day, it's only where it's Kesev Ezov. Now, why did the Torah write Eitz Ve'Evan in the previous Pasuk? If it's not coming to teach me that it's Taka Aser, being that it's Dover Shalnoi, so good, that's a kasha for when we go into this a little bit better. But the point is, in the cheshbon of the Gemara, you want to know how I know that Dafka Dover Shalnoi is going to be Aser, because it says Leisach Min Kesev Ezov Aleihem Velo Kachtoloch, and Kesev Ezov is a Dover Shalnoi. It also says Eitz Ve'Evan Kesev Ezov Asher Imam. That's true, but Imam has to be Dum Yad Aleihem. Maybe Aleihem Dum Yad Imam. That's the cheshbon that we just spoke out. Zok the Gemara. So going back to the Mishnah. So Matzav Reish Moiz Ksusay Kalim Harei Elam Mutarim. Why? It's a Dover Shalnoi, Shalnoi, so it doesn't check that box. And obviously, it's not a Tekrevi Shalav Eidazara, and doesn't check off that box. But the Gemara says, Mois, money is not noi. What's nicer than money? Mois, Dover Shalnoi, who? It's very much a Dover Shalnoi. Amidavei Rabbi Yanai, Sandi Shiva Rabbi Yanai, they explain, you have to say, it's talking about Bekis Kosher V'Talu Levit Zavar. It's talking about with the person, or the Eidazara, not the person, but was wearing some pouch, some wallet, and it was like a necklace, and it was hanging from his chest, and that just doesn't look so nice. So yeah, if there's a $100 bill sitting on top of his kapeluch, maybe that does. But kis kashav atalib tzavar, meaning it's an ikimt. It's talking about what the money says, not noy. Ksos tavar shal noyhu, right? I mean, at first glance, it sounds like this statue is wearing a nice suit. Amidvei rabyanei b'ksus mikupeles munachas l'ayroshim. No, it's not talking about where somebody custom fitted this suit on top of this avodah zarah, but rather there's this folded up shmata that's on top of his head. There's nothing nice about that. Says the Gemara, Kaili Dover Shalnoi. Kaili could be noy. I'm not Papa. You're right, it could be, but it's not. The Schifle Mashkilta Resh. It's talking about where there was a pail and it was upside down and it was on top of his head. It's a Dover Shal Bezoyin. And it's for that reason, it's not considered noy. Zok the Gemara. I'm Rav Asi Barchia. Rav Asi Barchia said, Kol Shehu Lefnim Min Hakil Kolin. Anything that's on top of the Avodah Zarah and it's inside of the Kilkolim. So what's the Kilkolim? So Rashi says that the Kilkolim were the Kloim. So think Lahavdol Elef Alfei Avdolis in the Beis HaMikdash. So you had the Arin, which was on the other side of the the food hang, right, of the paroiches. So there was a concept of lefnim, lefnai v'lefnim, even by these batei avodah zara, right, and just walk in and meet avodah zara. You go into a room and into another room, you give somebody a couple of dollars, right, and eventually you zoicha to be in the presence of this abomination, right? But there's this concept of the kilkolim, the proverbial klaim, and the avodah zara was sometimes lefnim min haklam, and I guess sometimes not lefnim min haklam. But here's the point. Koshu lefnim min hakilkolim, to the extent that the thing that was offered was inside of the kilkolim, then afilu mayim u'melach asar. Then it doesn't matter what it is. Even if it's mayim u'melach, it's going to be asar. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean afilu mayim u'melach? Deloy lenoyu, there's nothing nice about mayim u'melach, or b'kivin deke'en p'nimnu have a tekrivus. The reason it's going to be aser is because it's considered a tekrivus. The point is that anything that's ke'en p'nim, anything that meets the criteria of a tekrivus, called davar shekayotze be'karev al gabi mizbeach, the rabbi's mayim u'melach, right? Mayim u'melach were put on the alkol korban chatakiv melach, and mayim, we know, was... there was Neschamayim, right? Mayim was poured on the Mizbech. But the point is that anything that meets the criteria of Tikroivis, if it's Lefnim min HaKilkolim, even if it's not a Dover Shel Noi, is going to be Aser. Chutz LeKilkolim. If, however, it's on the other side of the Kloim, then Dover Shel Noi Aser. If it's a Dover Shel Noi and it was put on the Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Aser. She'enu Shel Noi Mutter. If, however, it's Enu Shel Noi, it's going to be Mutter. And here's the Chiddush. Even if it's technically something that's Ke'en Pnim, so you would think that, oh, if it's Ke'en Pnim, so it's Tekrevis, Shal Avodah Zarah, let it be Aser. The reason is because all the Tekrevises were done Dafka Lefnim and Aklam. And to the extent that this was Chutz Leklam, it's not going to be a problem. So really, what's Rav Asi Bar Chiya saying? Rav Asi Bar Chiya saying is that the only time something's considered Tekrevis, Shal Avodah Zarah is if it's Lefnim and Aklam. But if it's Chutz Leklam, not. Does that mean that if it's Chutz Leklam, it won't ever be able to be Aser? No, it depends then if it's going to be Lenoi. If it's not going to be Lenoi. Meaning, there's two ways it could be Aser. Alts Tekrevis, Alts Noi. But in order for it to be Aser Alts Tekrevis, it would have to be Lefnim and Aklam. Outside, it would have to be Noi. If it's not Noi, such as Mayim u'Melach, well, in that case, it's not going to be Aser. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Pchanina. Rabbi Yosi Bar Pchanina said, Noktina, we have a Mesoira in Kilkolin. There's no din of Kilkolin. This halacha that Rabbi Asi Bar Chiya talked about, Lefnim and Aklam, outside of the Klam, there's no din Kilkolin. Loi Pa'ar v'loi l'Markulis. Now when it comes to the Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar, now when it comes to the Avodah Zarah of Markulis. So the Gemara is going to question now, which part of the halachas of the Kilkolin don't relate to Pa'ar and Markulis? Do we mean to say that when it comes to Pa'ar and Markulis, even something that's put bifnim could be treated like it's put pachotz? So what does this mean? So Rashi says that maybe what Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina was saying was that when it comes to Pa'ar and Markulis, if somebody would put bifnim a davar she'eino shel noi, even though this thing is a tekrayv shel avodah zara, it's a dover akarev al gabim mizbeach, but over here, it wouldn't be a problem, because Pa'ar and Markulis are unique. And they're unique that if you're makriv a dover she'eino shel noi, even if you do it lefnim, where ordinarily it's automatically going to be considered to krayv shel avodah zara, but when it comes to Pa'ar and Markulis, they're not. But the Gemara says, how could that be? This idea is so dead on arrival, right? It's a chiddush, we could even entertain such a tzad. Says the Gemara, hash de purim mefarina kamei mayim u'melech le makrivina le. I mean, what was the whole avodah of Pa'ar and Markulis? The whole avodah was to do things that denigrated it, right? To be Pa'ar the Pa'ar and to be Zayre Kevin or Markulis, this is the way it was worshipped. So if that's the case, you're going to tell me, oh, if you're a Makriv, a Dover, She'inu Shel Noi, it's not considered a Tekrivis. A Dover Shel Fakir, the more mevuz it is, the better it is. Tamar says, you're right. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yisrael Chanina meant when he talked about this klal. You know what we mean when we say that this rule of Kilkolim doesn't apply to Pa'ar Markulis? It means just the opposite. Ela, afilu chutz, kibifnim dami va'aser. Ordinarily, if the Tekrivis was done chutz from these Kilkolim, chutz mimach, over there, it's not considered to krivis. When it comes to Pa'ar Markulis, it is. And the reason is because the reason it's not considered to krivis when it's chutz is because it's considered disrespectful. It's respectful to be makrivit lefnim. It's not respectful to be makriv bachutz. But when it comes to Pa'ar Markulis, where the whole avoid is to do it in a disrespectful way, over there, even if you do it mi bachutz, it's going to be kibifnim dami. Either way, the sikum on this part of the daf is really getting more into when to something that's put on Avodah Zarah becomes also not also. Till now, we've been talking a lot about the Krevish Avodah Zarah, specifically in yesterday's daf. We had Rav's memory about the Krevish Avodah Zarah. Has to be Kain Pnim, has to be a Dovah Shekayotze Bei Karev Agabi Mizbech. We had the Chiddush of, could be a makel, you know, when it comes to an Avodah Zarah, where the derech is to worship it with a makel, that would make the makel the proverbial behemoth. Again, a lot of the raid that we saw in yesterday's daf. But what's emerging today is that in addition to something being aser, al yedei tekrevish Avodah Zarah, there's another way for it to be aser, and that is al yedei noy Avodah Zarah. Another thing that we see is that the only time something's considered tekrevish Avodah Zarah is if it's lefnim and hakil kolam. There was this concept of lefnim, and lefnai v'lefnim, even when it came to Avodah Zarah. But if it's mibachutz, not, and it's based just on a svar, that offering up at the Krevis of Avodah Zarah is doing something respectful. It's only respectful if you do it in the right place. But if it's like a Hakrovas Chutz, then it's not considered respectful, with the exception of what? With the exception of Paramarkulos, because there the Derech was to do it disrespectful. Fakar, people are trying to be Mechadish ways. Remember the Gemara's in Sanhedrin, where there was this one Jewish woman, and she worshipped Pa'ur in a way that no one had ever done it. Right? They were trying to be Mechadish always, disrespectful ways of going about this. So therefore, this Tanai of Kilkolim will not apply when it comes to those Avodah Zarah. Is up to Mishnah Vayit and more real nuts and bolts halachas related to Avodah Zarah. Avodas Keichavim, Sha'ilo Gino Emerchatz, and Avodas Keichavim. So this is some sort of Avodah Zarah that had a garden or a bathhouse. So the halach is nanin mehen. You're allowed to benefit from this garden or this bathhouse. Shaloi betoifa, as long as, and give it away, the Gemara is going to explain, as long as the koimrim, the priests, are not going to make any money. Meaning, if you're going to make payment, and by you making payment, the priests are going to be supported in, you know, their avoida, so then already it's not okay. So as long as they're not benefiting from it, and you want to enjoy the garden, you want to bathe in the bathhouse, it's going to be okay. But to the extent the koimrim are going to have enough from it, then it's not going to be okay. Let's say this gina or merchitz belonged to the Avodah Zarah, but it also belonged to not the Avodah Zarah. Then the halach is nene mehen bein betoivo u bein mishaloi betoivo. Then you would be allowed to have anah whether the priests are having anah from it or the priests are not having anah from it. Another halach, avodas kecham shalevi kecham asur miyat. The Avodah Zarah of a guy becomes asur immediately. Was immediately. As soon as you build it, you make it, you hack it, at that point it's automatically asur, even if nobody worshipped it. Vishal Yisrael, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, yet in asurat shetiyav, it doesn't become asur until somebody actually worships it. So, rishon, Val Achrein Achrein, the first part of the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss in about five lines. Second part of the Mishnah is going to take us until the top of Nun Beis Amud Beis, which is where we're going to exhale. And really, it's going to be Malavas for the majority of the rest of the daf. So again, the first part of the mission was that Avodah Zarah that had a garden, or it had a merchitz, and you want to spatzir in the garden, or you want to bathe in the merchitz. So the halach is you can, that's fine, as long as it's shaloi b'toifa, which we giving away, spoiler alert, the Gemara means the Koimrim, the Galochim are not going to have any Hanah from it. If, however, the Galochim are going to get Hanah, so then already you can't do it. Let's say the Avodah Zarah belonged, or the Merchat and the Gina belonged to the Avodah Zarah and it belonged to some other institution, some other LLC, then Nene Mehen, Bein B'Taiva, Bein B'Shaloi B'Taiva, then in both cases, it's going to be okay. Now, really, the first thing we just need to speak out is, it sounds like that the Merchitz and the Gina are not considered part of the Avodah Zarah. Because if they're considered part of the Avodah Zarah, then who cares if the priests are having anah? They're not having anah. You're having anah from Avodah Zarah. Lo yidbak biyotcha mu'umim min acherim. So this is something that should be a problem. The Teretz is, it's talking about where the Avodah Zarah owns the Gina. It owns the Merchitz. It owns it. It's the Balabas. But at the same time, it's not considered part of the Avodah Zarah. Being that it's not considered part of the Avodah Zarah, so you're not benefiting from the Avodah Zarah by you going in the Gina and you bathing in the Merchitz. But to the extent that the proceeds are going to go to fund this group of Kaimrim, that's where you run into problems. Either way, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, when the Mishnah said, B'toiv and Shalai B'toiv, what does B'toiv mean? So we gave it away. B'toiv as Kaimrim means the priests are going to have anah from it. Shalai B'toiv, what does that mean? Shalai B'toiv as Kaimrim, the priests are not going to have anah. La'fukim, what? Toivas oivdeh adeshari. Let's say the oivdeh Avodah Zarah are the ones that are going to benefit from the money. So every time you use the merchitz, you have to pay $10. So if that money goes to the koimer, says Abaye, that's when you have a problem. That's what the Mishnah means when it says betoivas gid biyasa. But let's say the oivdeh, the chevra that come there, they're going to end up benefiting somehow from the money. That's fine. That already is not going to be a problem. It's the priest that can't have anah, but the oivdeh can. Ikedemaslah seifa. Some took Abaye's statement, this one liner, and they had it not on the ratio, on the seifa. What did the seifa say? in the event that this merchus of this gina belonged to the Avodah Zarah and it belonged to Acherim as well, then you're allowed to have hana b'toyva shloy b'toyva. And it was on that Abaya said, Amar Abaya b'toyva b'toyva s'Acherim shloy b'toyva shloy b'toyva s'Koyman. Then when we say you're allowed to have hana b'toyva, what it means is that if Acherim, such as the Ovdim, are going to be the ones that are going to have hana, then it's going to be okay. But if the Koyman are going to have hana, even if it's own b'shutfis, that's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says like this: Man, the Masnei HaSefer, the one that had it on the sefer, that what? That even where it's own b'shutfis between the Avodah Zarah and this other entity, even then the Koyman can't have hana. Kolshken Aresha. Then for sure in the Resha, where only the Avodah Zarah owns it, and you're going to benefit from it, and now as a result the Koyman are going to have hana, that's going to be a problem. Abru Man, the Masnei HaResha, the one that put Abayah's memory on the Resha, that what? That where the Avodah Zarah owns it exclusively, that loch is you can't have hana, but you can't give it to the Avodah Zarah. Avalas, you can't give it to the Koyman. Avalas Seifa, when it comes to the Seifa, what's the case of the Seifa? Where it's owned by the Avodah Zarah and it's owned by Acherim as well. What does the Mishnah there say? There it says, Nenemehem bein betoiva bein shaloi betoiva. Well, if betoiva in the Resha means for the Koyman, and shaloi b'toivim means not to the koyrim, then essentially what the Sefer saying is that as long as there's a shutfis, then even the koyrim are allowed to have anah. Kivan the ikah cherim bada, being that there are other people that own it, afilu b'toivim is koyrim nami shapidami, then it's going to be mutter. In other words, Abaya made a statement. He said, betoiva means betoiva's koyrim. Shaloi b'toivim means shaloi b'toivim's koyrim. But there were two very different mesoiris whether Abaya made his statement on the reish of the Mishnah, save the Mishnah. What's the nafkamina? How you learn the Mishnah? A huge nafkamina. If Abaya said it on the Resha, then what he was saying was that where the Avodah Zarah owns this gino, this merchitz, you're not allowed to have anah betoiva, but you could shloi betoiva. You can't do it if it's going to benefit the priest, but you can if it's not going to benefit the priest. Well, then when the next line says that if it's own b'shutfis, you could do a bein b'toiva bein shloi b'toiva, then you could benefit from it even if the priests are going to benefit, because here it's own b'shutfis, not exclusively owned by the way the Zaris, it's more cool thing. Here it's going to be okay. If, however, when Abaya made a statement of b'toiva meaning the priest, shloi b'toiva meaning not the priest, on the sefer, then he said just the opposite. Then essentially what Abaya was saying was, is that when there's a shutfis over there, you could have hana, then you could, then the halacha would be that it's the shar chever that would be able to benefit from it. But if the koimer will benefit from it, then it's going to be a problem. And if that's true, even where it's on b'shutfis, kavah koimer, it's not on b'shutfis, that's the way it is going to be. Either way, that concludes the Gemara's analysis of the first part of the Mishnah. Here comes the fun part and the balance of the daf, and that is avodas kaychavim shalevi kaychavim asura miyad. So the last line of the Mishnah, this is a huge line, and we'll see that in the Shaklev Atayah of working through this line of the Gemara, we're going to touch on like 10 big halachas in the Chesavik Dazara. So a very good nuts and bolts, as we mentioned earlier, type of Amid coming up as it relates to just basic understandings of different halachas of Avodah Zarah. So what did the Mishnah say? Avodas kechavim shal oivet kechavim. The Avodah Zarah of a goy, asur miyad. The minute the goy makes the Avodah Zarah, it becomes asur. V'shal Yisrael, if it's the Avodah Zarah of a yid, ein asur achat yavet, it only becomes asur once you go ahead and worship it. So a goy claps on Avodah Zarah, asur miyad. Lo yid bak biyotcha mu'umim en acherim this second. A yid makes an Avodah Zarah, achat yavet. If you didn't worship it, you can have an offer from it. The minute he worships it, that's when this turns into a problem. Zok to Gemara, Masi Samani, who is the Tanavar Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya we learned in a braiso. Abe ta'abdun eskola mekoimois asha avdu sham ha'goyim. What's the end of the pasuk? We know this pasuk. Asha te yorsham oisam es aloheyem al hehorim haramim valagvois v'tachas kol eitz ran. Right, so this is one of the psukim, the parasha of Avodah Zarah. What does this pasuk teach us? That something that's mechuber doesn't become aser behana. Right? This was the topic of several dafin ago. We had a few dafin that got into these halachis, and it's learned out from any Avodah Zarahs that are on top of the mountains are going to be aser. But if the mountain itself is Avodah Zarah, they're not. So again, abe ta abdun eskola mikoymois asha abdu sham agoyim. You have an obligation to eradicate all the different places that the goyim worshipped Avodah Zarah over there. You know what this pasuk is referring to? The pasuk is talking about kalim that were used in the service of Avodah Zarah. Yochel. you would have thought, Asam v'lei gamrum, that if somebody made these kelim but he didn't complete them, or gamrum, he completed them v'lei avim, but he didn't bring them to the base of Avodah Zarah, or better, he avim, he brought them to the base of Avodah Zarah, but he didn't do anything with it. Yoch, you assume, you would think it's still aser. Talmud loymar, it says, asher avdu sham, abi ta'abdunas kolam mekoymois, asher avdu sham agoyim, and we learn from there, oh, asher avdu sham agoyim, she'in asrum ad she'i avdu, they're not aser until you actually use them. Mikan amru from here, chazal learned, avodas kechavim, shal evi kechavim, in asura ad she'te yavet. That Avodah Zarah of a goy is first aser when you worship it. V'shal Yisrael, as it relates to Yir Asrum Miyad, it's going to be aser immediately. Divi Rabbi Shmuel, Azoy, Rabbi Shmuel, Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva said, Chilum Advar. It's just the opposite. Avodah Zarah of a goy, Shalevi Kechavim Asrum Miyad. Avodah Zarah of a goy becomes aser right away. V'shal Yisrael, as it relates to Yir, Ad Sheteyaveh, it doesn't become aser until you worship it. If you take a careful look at this braisa, there's a lot of problems with this braisa. At first glance, you almost can't even read this braisa, right? Let's take it from the top, because the Gemara is about to do that. Abi ta abdunus kolam mekoymes asha avdu sham agoyim bekelim shenishtam shuvem lavoidus kecham makas v'daber. Right? Kana ben shoyl. Come again? Bekelim shenishtam shuvem lavoidus kecham makas v'daber. Who said anything about kelim? Abi ta abdunus kolam mekoymes asha avdu sham agoyim. What does that mean literally? You have to go to all the places that the worship the avodah zarah and get rid of whatever's there. Who said anything about kelim? That's problem number one. Then the Braisa continued, and the Braisa said, you would have thought, even if you didn't worship it, Talmud Loimer Asher Avdu Sham Agoyim. Okay, that's fine. She'ein Asurim Atshei Avdu. Okay, I hear that. Mikan Amru, Avoides Koichavim, Shal Oive Koichavim, Ein Asur Atshei Avdu. That if the Kalim don't become Asur Atshei Avdu, Avoides Zara also doesn't become Asur Atshei Avdu. Maybe it's only the Kalim. Who said anything about Avoides Zara? How about the next line? Vishal Yisrael Asrumiyah. And as it relates to Yisrael, oh, that's going to be also right away. Who said anything about a Yisrael? Now, I know this pasuk is talking about a goy. Abi ta abdunas kol makoymes asha abdu sham hagoyim. Right? We chop that. But who said that Shal Yisrael Asrumiyah? So really, there's a lot of things that need to be sorted out. Rabbi Kiva says chiluv advarim. So the Gemara is going to really rip apart kedarka v'akoydish this price. Oh, my mark. Bekelim shenishtam shoben lavidus chav makasim edar. This pasuk that says Abit Abdun is Kalam Kemis Asha Abdul Shamagoin, you know what the Torah is telling you to get rid of? The Kalim that we use for Abu Dizar. Faith the Gemara, Hamakoimais Ksev, it doesn't say Kalim. What does it say? It says Mekoimais, the Pletzer, Nish the Kalim. So the Gemara says no. It's true it says Mekoimais. Abraham Einoi Inyan the Mekoimais, but if the pasuk means Mekoimais, we have a problem. Why? Because Deloy Mitzri, because we know that the Mekoimais themselves really are not Asabana. And you don't have a Chiv Abi to Abdon. Tichsi, because it says Eloiheyim Alaharim Veloyaharim Eloiheyim. Right? That's something that's Mechober. A Mekoim can't become Avodah Zarah. So really, it can't be true in the literal sense. Must be Tnewin Yelakalim. It must be talking about the Kalim. So you want to know how I know it means the Kalim. It says Mekoimais, because it can't really mean Mekoimais, because Mekoimais don't become Asa. Now, the truth is, if you were learning Chumash now, right? If we were doing Pshutei Shal Mikra, when the Torah says Mekoimais, what does it mean? Abi ta abdunas kol Mekoimais asha avdu sham agoyim. Go, don't eradicate the makom. Find the place where the Avodah Zarah is and get rid of whatever's there. Now it's true if the makom itself is the Avodah Zarah or not. There's a Pshutei Shal Mikra in this pasuk. And ain't no inyan the Pshutei Shal Mikra. No, of course there's an inyan the Pshutei Shal Mikra. So this is something that the Mefarshei HaGemara, Ayin B'Marsha, struggle with a little bit. But the bottom line is that the Gemara says that even though it doesn't say Kalim, but it says Mekoimis, Mekoimis themselves can't be Yasser. And ain't no inyan the Mekoimis, Tenei wa inyan the Kalim. Mikan Am, Rufim, Hirchazal learn, right, moving along in the Braisa, Avoidis Kacham, Shalevi Kachavim, Ein Asura, Ela Ad Shetiyavi, V'Shei Yisrael, Miyad. Faith the Gemara. The second problem with this Braisa, where do you see that even Avodah Zarah itself doesn't become Asur Ad Shetiyavi? But Bekalim, I Kim Nola, Pasuk is talking about the Kalim, so the Kalim don't become Asur Ad Shetiyavi. But how do you know that Avodah Zarah itself? So the Gemara says, Amakra, because if you look at the Pasuk, it says, Asher Atem Yorshim Oysam, Eseloyheim. So again, Abita Abdinus Kala Mikoimis Asha of the Shamagoim Asha Atem Yoshim Oisim is referring to the Kalim. And then it says the next words, Eseloyheim. And what does that mean? That means Avodah Zarah itself. So we have the Kalim, which is not mentioned in the first in the Pasuk, right? But we have Kalim inserted in the Pasuk via in Enoi Inyan Teneu Inyan. And we have the Geshke itself mentioned in Avodah Zarah. Makish Eloyheim the Kalim. Ma Kalim Ache Yavdu. Af Eloyheim Nami Ache Yavdu. Just like Kalim is Ache Yavdu, so too Eloyheim is. Also, Achei Avdu, and that's how Rabbi Yishmael knows that when it comes to Avodah Zarah of a guy, it becomes Aser only Achei Avdu. How does he know it? Because by Kalim, that's the way it is. How do I know that? Because there it says, Abi Tabdan's Kalam Mekoimis Asher Avdu Sham. It says Mekoimis, yeah, made in the Mekoimis, staying in the Kalim. And once I know it by Mekoimis, so I know it by Elohim as well, based on the Hekesh. Now, Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is going to jump, held not that way, right? Rabbi Akiva held the opposite of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva in Mechiluf Hadvar, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, Davi Dezar V'Goy becomes Asamiyat. What's Rabbi Akiva going to do with this Shtikl Torah? Now, the truth is, if I ask you, what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with the Shtikl Torah? You might say, I don't know, this whole Shtikl Torah is a little bit dead on arrival. Because, you know, it's based on turning Mekaymes into Kalim and being Makish Kalim to the Getchka. The truth is, it's going to emerge from the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva's maskim to the first thing Rabbi Shmuel said. And that is, and his Maida, it's a little confusing, that the Kalim of David Zara, of a guy, Taka doesn't become Asa Achatiyove. He's only Chaylik as it relates to Rabbi Dezar itself. So really, Rabbi Akiva needs to explain then what would be the difference between Kalim and the actual Rabbi Dezar. Now, why did Rabbi Shmuel hold that Rabbi Dezar and the Kalim is the same? He had a hekish. Oh, so the Gemara, Akiva, deloy makish. Clearly he wasn't makish, right? That must be the answer. Amalachai is going to tell you, as hifsiko inyan, it's because it doesn't say Kalim Eloheim, it says the word S in between. Rabbi Akiva was Derish Kalesin Shabbatayra, as Hashem Alekachatil, Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. But Rabbi Akiva pulls out the S from his pocket, Kedarkei Bakoidish, and he says the S over here is serving a purpose, and you know what the purpose is? Hifsik Ko'inyan. It's coming here to be a Hefsik, to tell me that you shouldn't be able to make the Hakish. Going back to Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol, Ashkan Vitzchom Shalavi Chachamim Dein Asura Achati Yavid. So we have the Makar, that David the Zorah of a guy doesn't become Asa Achati Yavid. How do I know that? Because it says by Kalim, Asha Avdusha. And then it says Esolehem and Makash Rabbi Dezar to the Kalim. Oh, but the second chalik of what he said, and that is the Yisrael, the Asura Miyad Minale. How does he know that the way the Zara of a Yid is different? So the Gemara says, Svaru, I think it's a Svaru. Midah Evi Kachav Machat Yavi. Being that the way the Zara of a Goy doesn't become Asura until you worship the way the Zara, the Yisrael, the Asura Miyad, it makes sense that the way the Zara of a Yid should be Asura right away. Now, what kind of svar is that? So it's not clear, right? What's Pashab Shan in the svar? So the way the Rishonim explained the svar is that being that the Torah had to tell me that the Avodah Zarah of a guy is not Aser Miyad, it's probably coming to be La'afuke something. La'afuke that there's a different type of Avodah Zarah that does become Aser Miyad. And what is that? That's the Avodah Zarah of a Yid. And that's the svar. From the fact that the Torah told me that the Avodah Zarah of a guy is Aser Achatiyave, must be, it's coming La'afuke to Yisrael, and that must be Aser Miyad. But the Gemara says, it's true from the fact that the Torah needs to tell me what it is by a guy. Vice is the din of the guy's Avodah Zarah is different than the Yid's Avodah Zarah. But aim of the Yisrael, klal uklal loy. Maybe the difference is that the Avodah Zarah of a Yid never becomes Aser. Meaning it's different. It's not going to be Achati Yavid. So if it's not Achati Yavid, what is it? It's also Miyad. Maybe if I care. Maybe it's not Achati Yavid. It's never also. The Gemara says that can't be. Because Hashtag Geniza Boy, it's really Mitzra. Because the Loch is you have to be Goynez. You need to hide David Azar of Yid. If you have to have hide David Azar of Yid, it must be also. Now, how do you know you have to hide David Azar of Yid? That's coming up later in the Daf. But that's a given. That's a fact. So if you have to hide David Azar of Yid, so then for sure it must be us. But the Gemara says, the Emma Kiddo Ivikachavim. I hear. But at the end of the day, I still don't think this is so compelling because maybe this whole svar is not really a svar. Maybe the Torah was megala what the halacha is by the Zohar of a guy, and that is in Yaser Achatiyavit. And once the Torah was megala by the Zohar of a guy, it's also true for the Zohar of a Yid. Meaning the Gemara is saying there's no svar here. I need more of a concrete makar. So the Gemara says you're right. On makra, I have one. It says this is obviously referring to the eagle, and it says what was the chet asher asisem es eagle? Oh, mishas asir. As soon as you make it, even before you worship it, you did an aver. The Gemara says, yeah, that's true. That's for the gavra, right? A brisker term. That's true for the gavra. It's really mitzvah, but the chefza, who said the chefza becomes also avad, a person that makes something the zara just did something he's not allowed to do. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the thing becomes also. The Gemara says, I have a different pasuk. On my crow, the pasuk says, and we see from there, the Gemara says the same time, as it relates to the gavra, he becomes an ara as soon as he makes the avad the zara. It's really mitzvah, but maybe it doesn't become aser. Zaktigamara, I hear. Abatoyvas Hashem Ksiv. It says that Orr Hagever, right? Orr Ish. Ashni Yasa Pesel Masecho. And the next words are Toyvas Hashem. What is Toyvas Hashem? Not the person. The Cheftz is Toyvas Hashem. So you see that as soon as you make the Avodah Zarah, the thing already becomes a Toyva, it already becomes aser. Says the Gemara Rabbi Akiva. How's Rabbi Akiva going to respond to this? Again, Rabbi Shmuel just learned from the words Toyvas Hashem that the Avodah Zarah of a Yid becomes aser miyad. But Rabbi Akiva held Epech, right? He held just the opposite. Chiluf Hadvarim, that the Avodah Zarah of a Yid does not become aser miyad. It says Toyvas Hashem as soon as you're Yaseh Pesel Masecha. So the Gemara says, for Rabbi Akiva holds Dover Hamid. Navy Lide Toyeva. Heals Tevas Hashem means it's eventually gonna become Aroyish Ashayasa Pesel, because when somebody worships it, it's gonna be Toyevas Hashem. But Lav Dafka, this second, it's already Toyevas Hashem. So what's the recap on Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael holds that the Zorah of a Goy ain't a yasa achetiyoved. Avoid the zor of a yid is also miyat. Avoid the zor of a goy ain't a yasa achetiyoved, because the kalim of a goy are ain't a yasa achetiyoved. How do I know that? Because it says kolam mikoymois, and then in lemakabis in the kalim asha of dusham, and then it says esolehem. So makish avoid the zor to the kalim. As it relates to the Avodah Zarah of a Yid, there the halach is, it's Asa Miyad. How does he know it's Asa Miyad? Because Orish Asher Yasa Pesel Maseicha Mishas Asiyah, and it's already called Toya Vas Hashem. What does Rabbi Akiva do with both of Rabbi Shmuel's Tainas? As it relates to the Makar, that a Goy is Avodah Zarah, is any Yasa Asher Tiyavid, Rabbi Akiva says that, I don't know, it says it by Kalim. It doesn't say it by the Avodah Zarah. I the Hekish, the word S, Rabbi Akiva's Dorish Asin Shepetairah. S is Sivsiko Inyan. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel's second point as well, that when it comes to Rabbi Dazar of a Yid, it's not Asa Miyad, it's Achat Yovid. Ayit says, Toyev Asa Hashem, Mishas Asiyah. Mishas Asiyah, it's on its way to be Toyev Asa Hashem. Dover HaMevi Lidei Toyeva. This will potentially bring to Toyev Asa Hashem, but Lav Dafka, this second, isn't already Toyeva. This concludes the Rabbi Shmuel part of the equation. Rabbi Akiva, now let's go into Rabbi Akiva. So what is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva holds that Rabbi Dazar of a Goy is Asa Miyad, Rabbi Dazar of a Yid is any Asa Achat Yovid. By the way, Rabbi Akiva was the sheet of the Mishnah, right? Masisa Mani Rabbi Akiva. So it says the Rabbi Akiva, it's common shalom, common dasrum, yaminoli. Has Rabbi Akiva know that the Zohar of a Goy becomes also right away? Amar Ula, Amar Kra. So Ula said it's based on the following pasuk. It says, Psile Eloheim Tisrafun Ba'ish. And we learn from there, Psile, Misha Posle Nas Eloheim. The minute the Goy goes and makes this Pesel, at that point, already, it's considered Avodah Zarah, it becomes Aser. Says the Gemara V'idach, what's Rabbi Shmuel going to do about this Makar? This is something already that was taught in a Braisa. It's a Braisa that Rabbi Yosef Farkoift. The Tani Rabbi Yosef, how do you know that Avodah Zarah, that's Mevatel, his Avodah Zarah, he has ability to do it. So this is already taken for something else. So the Gemara V'idach, Rabbi Akiva, who uses Psila Elohim Tisrafun Ba'esh to teach me that the Avodah Zarah of a Goy is Asam Yad, how does he know that a Goy could passel in Avodah Zarah? Nafkalemi de Shmuel, he knows it from Shmuel Zalach, the Shmuel Rami, Shmuel Asasir. Except the Pasuk says, Leisach my Kesev is of Aleim, Velokach Dolach. So Shmuel said, this Pasuk is a Stira. Leisach my Kesev is of Aleim sounds like, what? You're not allowed to take Avodah Zarah. But then it says, Uksiv Velokach Dolach. It sounds like you are allowed to take Avodah Zarah. Now the truth is, this Pasuk is really not a Stira. What does the Pasuk mean, Leisach my Kesev is of Aleim Velokach Dolach? Don't be chaymin and take it. But Shmuel darshan like this. Leisach my kesef is of aleim. Period. Stop. Right? Hard stop. And then others, oh, velokach dolach. Well, yeah, if you read it like that, it's a stira. But this was Shmuel's kasha. Okay, it's a pasloi le'eloiha. If it was made for Avodah Zarah, leisach my. But pasloi me'eloiha. If you were mevatel it, you knocked it out, then velokach dolach, then you're allowed to take it. Because we have another makar. The point is, being that Rabbi Kiva has a different makar to how he would know that Avodah Zarah, that the guy pasled is nishkein Avodah Zarah, so he can use psile eloiheim tisra from Ba'e to teach me Mishapasli Nasi Aliyah. So we have the Makar to the first half of Rabbi Akiva. What's the second half of Rabbi Akiva? That the Avodah Zarah of a Yid is not Aser Achat Yovid. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Achachan Rabbi Zacham Shalom Yichamad Asrum Yad. The Yisrael Achat Yovid Min Alon. Amar Rav Yudah Makra. It says in the Torah V'samba Seser. Where does it say that? It says that also with regards to Avodah Zarah, it says, Oro ish ashe yase pesel maseich toyev as Hashem asi dechorosh v'som baseser. We learn from there, ashe yase lo dvarim shebaseser. Avodah Zarah is considered dvarim shebaseser, and when you're going to do the dvarim shebaseser, that's when it's going to become aser. And that's talking to the Yid. So when it comes to the Yid, you have to do dvarim shebaseser. Says the Gemara v'itach. What is Shmuel going to do with that? Joshua, whom he boy with Rabbi Yitzchak, he needs Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak, the night of how do you know that if he doesn't have the Zara and you sit, you have to do Gneza with it? So you take the Zara and you put up a Seisah. The other mandam, how does he know? Right, how does Rabbi Akiva know that the Avodah Zarah of a Yid needs Gneza? Now, I've claimed the Rav Chizda on my raft. I'm Rav Chizda on my raft. I mean, I'm the Chacham Shal Yisrael Shetun Gneza. How do you know the Avodah Zarah of a Yid needs Gneza? Shema the Pasuk says, Lissita Lecha Asheira, called Eitz, Eitz on Mizbeach. So when the Torah talks about the Isra Asheira, it says, don't plant that Asheira next to the Mizbeach. So we darshan in Ma, Mizbeach Ton Gneza, just like the Mizbeach, right, would require Gneza. If you had the Avonim of a Mizbeach, you would have to be going to say, Af Asheira, Tun Gneza, so to Asheira, which is the Avodah Zarah, needs Gneza. Idach, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with Loisita Lacha Asher Kol Eitz Eitz on his Beach? Whom he by way the Kedera Shlokish, Tamar Ishlokish, Kolam Hami Dain Shani Hogan. Someone that appoints a Dain Shani Hogan, Kilo Noitea Asher Rabbi Yisrael. Shanem Ashoifte Vishoite Tidal Lacha Bechol Shorech. Of a Samach Lay, Tupus will come later. Loisita Lacha Asher Kol Eitz. I'm Rav Ashri, Ashri added to that. He said, Ubamakatamid Chachamim, let's say there'd be a Tamad Chachim that's worthy of being this Dain, then it's not only Ki'ilu nota ashera, but it's ki'ilu nota eitzel mizbeach, shenemar eitzel mizbeach. But the bottom line is, there's other drushes you can learn from here. So let's come off for breath. What's the come off for breath? We just did the Rabbi Akiva component of the sugya. Rabbi Akiva shita is that the avodah zara of a goy becomes asimiyad. How does he know that? Psile Elohei, I'm referring to the ones of the goy. Tisrufum ba'esh mishapasloi nasa Eloha. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with that? He learns from there that a guy has the ability to be poisel, to be mevat l'avodah zarah. How does Rabbi Akiva know that when it comes to avodah zarah of a yid, it's not aser achat yoved? Because in the parasha of the Oros, which is talking to the yid, and it says v'som baseser. Ashayas pesul maseicha, yeah, it's a problem, but only when it's v'som baseser. And once it's v'som baseser, it's then and only then that it's going to be an issue. So the bottom line is, we have this literal from sea to shining sea, machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if a guy makes an avodah zarah, that lach is in the yasa shetiyavit. If a yid makes an avodah zarah, it's awesome. Yeah. According to Rabbi Akiva, if a guy makes an avodah zarah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah. If a yid makes an avodah zarah, it's in the yasa shetiyavit. We went through Rabbi Shmuel's drashas, Rabbi Akiva's drashas. We went through Rabbi Akiva didn't hold like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel didn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Why are we talking about this? Because our Mishnah took sides. Right? Our Mishnah was biased. It took sides. It was Machriya Bein Atzadim. Our Mishnah said, Avoidus Kechom Shalavi Kechom Masurim Miyad, Vishal Yisrael in Asura Achate Yavid, Masis Amani Zakta Gemara. Rabbi Akiva must be, it's going according to Rabbi Akiva. Zakta Gemara. We're going to cheshbin a little bit more with this. But Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna posed the following question. Riseich Klila Avoidus Kechom Maho. If somebody has a Keli, and this Keli needs smith to go and refine it a little bit. So you have a keli, and this keli is not so good, and what you want to do with it is just to salvage it, is you're going to turn it into a sheet of metal, and then you'll be able to go and, you know, recreate whatever it is you're trying to do. So if somebody would go and he would be reseich the klila avodas kechov, and he would smoothen it out, thin it out, with the purpose of making a keli that's going to be used avodas zara, what would be the halach? This is Rav Hamnuna's question. So the Gemara says like this: avodas kechov in the man. Give me more information. Ilema avodas kechov in de oved kechov. Is this going to be used by a guy? So somebody's essentially preparing a keli for avodah zarah, and again, who's going to use this avodah zarah? It's an avodah zarah da'akum, right? So if we're dealing with avodas kechavim de oved kechavim, bein l'Rabbi Shmuel, bein l'Rabbi Akiva, mishamshei avodas kechavim heim. This is essentially mishamshei avodas kechavim u'mishamshei avodas kechavim ein asurim ad sheyavdu. Everybody agrees when it comes to mishamshei avodas kechavim sas ad sheyavdu. Now, what was the makar to that? Abe ta avdunus kolam mekoymos asha avdu shamagoyim. Emeinu inyul mekoymos tenu inyul kelim, and it says asha avdu shamagoyim. If you remember, this was Rabbi Shmuel's makar, but we said Rabbi Akiva was moided to it. Rabbi Akiva was chalik, and Rabbi Shmuel is the next part. Es Eloheim. Do I have a hekish? Do we say es esef tzegayin? But everybody agrees to this. So if this is mishamshei avoidus kechavim de avoidus kechavim, this is easy. Nobody argues with this. Why is Rav Amnuna posing the question? Vel avoidus kechavim Yisrael. It must be this is the avoidus zarah v'yit. Oh, that's avoidus zarah v'yit. So let's now break it down a little bit better. Meaning, now this pasuk is not necessarily a tzushta, because that pasuk is talking about Asha Avdusha Magoya. So, lav dafka it's a tzushta, but maybe, yeah, right? That's the question. But the Marsha says, I'll leave it to mine. Ilem, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Are we going according to Rabbi Akiva? That holds what? That holds that the avodah zarah of a yid is Einoi Asa Achetiyave, Hashta, he gufle mitzvah Achetiyave. Madach Rabbi Akiva's avodah zarah, alain from the yid doesn't become us until someone worships it, right? Vesom baseser. Misham Shem, Mibaye. Then how could the Misham Shem be more common? Elo, leave it to Rabbi Shema. Must be the Shaz. The Amar who holds that when it comes to avodah zarah v'yid asura miyad. What's the shaila, my? What about the mishamshin? Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel said it regarding the etzem avodah zarah. He never said it regarding the kelim of avodah zarah v'yid. What's the chakira? Mishamshin mi mishamshin gamrinan. Do we learn the mishamshin of avodah zarah of the yid from the mishamshin of avodah zarah of a guy? And ma hosam, just like when it comes to the mishamshin of the guy, ad she ye avdu. When does it become awesome? When you worship it, avach ad she ye avdu. Oidumah mi nagamar. Maybe we don't learn the Meshamshim of the Yid from the Meshamshim of the Goy, but we learn the Meshamshim of the Yid from the Avodah Zarah of the Yid. And if that's the case, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Mahi Asura Miyad, just like the Avodah Zarah of the Yid, Shitas Rabbi Shmuel is, then it's Asura Miyad, Meshamshim Asura Miyad. So the Meshamshim should also be Asura Miyad. This is a festive Shaila if you're holding Cheshbon, right? In other words, the Meshamshim Avodah Zarah of a Yid, Alibad Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the Meshamshim Avodah Zarah of a Goy is any asa shetiyavi. Oh, but the avodah zarah of a yid is awesome. Yeah. So what about the meshamshim avodah zarah of a yid? Do we say meshamshim mi meshamshim? And the meshamshim of a guy is asa shetiyavi. So the meshamshim of a yid is asa shetiyavi. Or maybe we learn Yisrael mi Yisrael. And when it comes to the etzim of a zarah of Yisrael, it's asner mi yad. So maybe the meshamshim is also going to be asa. But the Gemara says, I hear, if this is where Rav Amnuna meant. Now, let's just pick this up again. By Rav Amnuna, risech kli l'avodas kechavim ma'al. Rav Amnuna didn't do a lot of talking. He just said, risech kli l'avodas kechavim ma'al. We said a shtickel Torah for the ages. We said he was clarifying Meshamshe avodas kechavim, the Yisrael, Aliba, the Rabbi Yishmael, ma'al. But the Gemara says, if that's really what his question was, then my iriyah to come yibayale risech kli. Why such a funny case? You have a keli and it's not a good keli, and you go to the blacksmith and you ask him to kvetch it ahin, kvetch it ahe. Red grud, right? Tiboyele also. If somebody made a keli, it's for the yid and you want to use it now, but you didn't use it yet. And the question is it's going to be awesome. The case of risech is too nuanced for it just to be an example of a very general question. Says the Gemara, it's for that reason. Rav Amnuna says the Gemara could have almost said like Ella, right? Because we're going to fall off on what we just said. But Rav Amnuna, Mishum Tumi Yishanakim Bailey. You have to say Rav Amnuna really was posing a whole different question. And the question that he was posing is related to Tumma Yishan. Now, where would Tumma intersect with the laws of Avodah Zarah? Oh, it's very simple. We just learned to Mishnah together not so long ago. Because Avodah Zarah, to add insult to injury on top of everything else, is also Tumma, right? Not only that, you're even Tumma. But the point is, right, there's a concept of Tumma. Now, that Tumma is only a Tumma de Rabbana. Right? Even though there's Pesukim that were brought in the Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, for whether it's Tumma Sheretz or Tumma Snida, but these are all Tumas de Rabbana. But there is a Tumma nonetheless. So says the Gemara of Amnuna, Shaila was related to the Tumma. What's the Shaila? We learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah. If it doesn't sound familiar, this is why. Of course, it's in the 11th parak of Masechta's Kelim. But either way, this is what the Mishnah says. Kli matches. If somebody has a Keli that's made of metal, Pshuteyem, whether it's a straight Keli, Umikableyem, or whether it has some sort of receptacle, Tmeyem, it's Mekabel Tum. Nishtabru, let's say the Keli breaks, Taru becomes Tar. Chodru Basom Kelim, let's say you went and you reinstated the keli, yachzru l'tumah yishana, it gets back its original tumah. Really, it shouldn't. This is only a din d'rabbanan. It's based on gzeira. But if you would do that, it would get back its tumah. V'hachi kami bali. This is a mishnah, and Rav Amnuna knew the mishnah, and he went ahead and he now cleared a shaila inside this mishnah. And this was his shaila. Ki hachzru tumah. When we say that the tumah comes back when you had a keli that was tumah that was broken and it was put back together again. Hanimi l'tumah deraisa. Maybe that's only true when it comes to tumas deraisa. Avol tumah derabban aloi, but maybe to rabban aloi. Idum aloi shna. Or maybe there's no difference between a tumah deraisa and a tumah derabban. In other words, says, you know what I think Rav Amnuna Shaila was? It was negeya. If somebody had a keli of avodah zarah and it was tumah, not and it was tumah like an akimta. It was a keli of avodah zarah, and maybe it was tumah. And then you went ahead and you were risech, you knocked it out, and now you're going to make it back again. So the question is it going to become tumah again, or is it not going to become tumah again? Do we say that being that you knocked it out, it lost its tumah, it's not getting its tumah back? Or no, that's a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim says, and what's the other side? It's a Mishnah Kalim. No, maybe the Mishnah Kalim is talking about Dafka Tumas Deiraisna. But Tumas Avodah Zarah is only Tumas Derabanan. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you why I don't love this Pshat and Rav Amnuna Shaila either. Because if that's the case, V'tibayle Shar Tumas Derabanan, why are you picking this case of Tumah? It's true, Avodah Zarah is also Tumah, but right, there's more typical cases of Tumah Derabanan than Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, that doesn't bother me so much because Chadam Yigoy Chadam Kami Bayle. It could be, yeah, this is all included in the Shaila. Meaning, number one, Tumah Derabanan Mihadra Loi Hadra. Does Tumah Derabanan come back or does it not come back? And Intim Tzoloi Ma Loi Hadra. And if you're going to tell me that it doesn't come back, Tumah Davidus Kechavim, Mishum Chum Davidus Kechavim, Mishavir Rabanan Kutumah Derai Soiloi. Maybe when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's going to be more Chomer. And the Gemara says, what's the answer to this question? Teiku, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai, Mi Inyan Le Inyan. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yanai the following question: Tikroivis avodas kechavim shal oichlin mal. Another nuanced case. If you have tikroivis avodas kechavim, And they were Eichlin. Right? We saw in the Mishnah that the Daf started with, where you had Parchile Anovim, Atarish Al Shibol, and Yedish, Manim, Saltis. Right? These are all Eichlin. And they're Tekrevish Al Avedazar. So if you have Tekrevish Al Avedazar, that's Eichlin. Mahu, what is the halacha? What's the shayla? Mi mahan yilahu bittel taharinu mitoma? Does bittel work to remove its toma? Or oiloi, or would that not work? Meaning, if someone has tikrevis avodah zarah, that's oichlin. Could you go ahead now, and can you be mevatel it so that it would lose its status of toma? Or can you not do that? Now, we know there's a concept of bittel when it comes to avodah zarah. Right, only a guy can be mevatel, and only the avodah zarah of a guy could become batel. But there's a concept of bittel. Tekrevish avodah zarah, we know, cannot become batel. So you can't be mevatel tekrevish avodah zarah, make it not avodah zarah. The shaila is something else. The shaila is, could you be mevatel to tekrevish avodah zarah, at the very least, litarinu mitumah, that it shouldn't be tame anymore. Now, the Ibaya, the way it was posed, was not by all Tikravis Avodah Zarah, but it was Tikravis Avodah Kechavim Shel Oichlin. Right? We're talking specifically about Oichlin. So the Gemara asks, V'tibaya Le'kelim, why are you asking the Shaila about Tikravis Avodah Kechavim Shel Oichlin? Why not ask the Shaila about all Tikravis Avodah Kechavim? For example, Kelim. Why is this only a Shaila as it relates to Oichlin? So the Gemara says, Kelim Le'kam Ibaya Le. The Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to ask the Shaila by Kelim, because he held by Kelim it's Poshet. You could be mevatel the shame of the zara of the tekroivis to make it not tame anymore. And the reason is because given the islahu tairi b'mikvah, being that if you want to take the keli and you want to be metiron in a mikvah, you would be able to remove its tuma. Being that there's a way to get rid of the tuma al yedei the mikvahs, it makes sense. Maybe you should be able to do it al yedei bittel as well. Ki kami bayalei oichlin. The shayla was dafka by oichlin. Why oichlin? If you look at Rashi, the last line, the less lu tayra kishar tumas b'mikvah, because that doesn't have tayra b'mikvah, and being that it doesn't have tayra b'mikvah over there, maybe it would be different. So again, Rabbi Yochanan's question was, tikrevis avodah zarah shel oichlin. The Gemara's follow-up is, why are you only asking oichlin, asked by kelim? Why tikrevis of oichlin? Why not tikrevis of kelim? So the Gemara says, because by kelim it's pashit. Being that this tayra b'mikvah, there would be tayra al yedei bittel. And again, just to be clear, there's no bittel as it relates to the Shem Avodah Zarah. But they the tumor, for the tumor component, we have a tzad that should be. As it relates to Kalim, being that this tire of a mikvah, the understanding is for sure would work. But what about Eichlin? Eichlin might be different. Now, the way we just explained the Gemara is the way Tosis explains the Gemara. It's the top Tosis on Daf Nun Beis on the base. Tosis says this pshat, and he says, would like a pirish akuntras. That's how he fears his Tosis. How did Rashi learn? So we're not going to go through Rashi's pshat, but Rashi just says one kinesh. So when the Gemara says v'tibay le'kelim, the Gemara doesn't mean, why are you asking the shayla of tekrevis avodah kechavim shal oichlin? Ask the shayla by tekrevis avodah kechavim shal all things, even shal kelim. Right? That's the way Tosfos learned the Gemara. Rashi says no. When the Gemara said v'tibay le'kelim, the Gemara's question was, v'tibay le'kelim, where the kelim were used in the service, where it's Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. Why clearing the Shaila by Tekrovis Avodah Kechavim? Why not clear the Shaila by Mishamshe Avodah Kechavim? I think Tosfos' pshat is a little bit more the Pasha pshat. V'negeya daf yomi purposes. Tosfos certainly thought so. And either way, we learned the Gemara. Tosfos, Rashi, you have to mutcha here a little bit. But the bottom line is, the Gemara has another question. That's V'tibay Avodah Kechavim Gufa. Why are you only clearing it with regards to the Eichlim of Avodah Kechavim? What about Avodah Zarah itself? What does it mean, Avodah Zarah itself? So Rashi makes a whole ekimta. With Avodah Zarah itself was oichlin. So let's say you had Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah itself is oichlin. And you go ahead now, and you want to be mevatel it. And the question is the bittel going to work? Is it not going to work? Right, there's no tayr b'mikvah. So it means that there's no tayr b'mikvah because it's an oichl. Maybe the bittel shouldn't work. So the Gemara says, no, Avodah Zarah is gufa lemibayle. There was never a shayla regarding Avodah Zarah, because given the isura batel, because being that you could be mevatel Avodah Zarah, so tumanami betelos, it's pasha you could be mevatel the tuma even of the oichlin. Ki kami bayle te krevis avodas kechavim shal oichlin. The shayla was dafka te krevis avodas kechavim shal oichlin. Ki mai, what's the loch? Ki even the isuri loy batel, being that you can't be mevatel the iser, ki the Rav Gidol, like Rav Gidol said two dafin ago, that you can never be mevatel te krevis avodas kechavim shal oichlin. So tumi nami loy betel, you can't be mevatel the tumi. Either idoma iser deraisa loy batel, the iser deraisa you can't be mevatel, but tumi derabanan batel, teiku, that's the shayla. So what was the shayla? The shayla was, if you have te krevis shal avodas kechavim, that's oichlin. Could you be mevatel it so that the tumor will go away or not? To be mevatel it, of course you can't do that. That's something you can never do. But the question is, can I be mevatel it enough that the tumor is going to go away, or can I not? That was the shaila. What about Kalim? No, Kalim's pasha, you could. Why is Kalim pasha that you could? Because Kalim has tire b'mikvah. If it has tire b'mikvah, for sure, bittol, even of the tekrivus of Kalim. The way Tosfos learns the Gemara, you'd be able to get rid of the tumah. What about Avodah Zorah itself? Let's say with Avodah Zorah is oichlim, which doesn't have tire b'mikvah, that's also pasha. Why is that pasha? Because you can be mevatel Avodah Zorah. Bein dei, you can be mevatel Avodah Zorah. For sure, you can be mevatel the tekrivus, even when it's oichlim, even though it doesn't have tire b'mikvah. The shaila is where it's tekrivus, which is something that be'etzim you can't. So you can't be mevatel the shema. Maybe clapping the tum, I could. This was Rabbi Yochanan Shiloh. Right, usually Rabbi Yochanan is the one that people are asking Shilohs to. Here Rabbi Yochanan asked the Shiloh to Rav Asi, and the Gemara says, Tishbi Yataritz Kushyas V'Bayas. As it relates to Raid, I've been doing a lot of exhales here with these intense daf in the last few weeks, but as it relates to Raid, going back to what we spoke about yesterday, and that is, the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, it's Perchav Beis, it's Pasuk Yutes, Zoyveach lo Elohim Yacharam, Bilti Lashem Levade. If somebody goes and he shechts an animal, lo Elohim Yacharam, Yischayv Misa. In fact, when you bring a carbon, it has to be Bilti Lashem Levade, it has to be brought Dafka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara, different places, we mentioned Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Amud Beis, we also mentioned Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, which was yesterday's Daf, learns that this Pasuk of Zoyveach lo Elohim Yacharam means if somebody shechts la Avodah Zarah. And the truth is, it's a little bit of a chiddush. The reason it's a little bit of a chiddush is because the pasuk doesn't say zoyveach lo elohim achirim yachram. It says zoyveach lo elohim. And l'chayra, if the Torah says elohim, you would think it means bereshis bar elikim. You would think it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not Avodah Zarah. Yet, pshat in this pasuk, of course, is zoyveach la Avodah Zarah. How do you know that? Well, Chazal said it, and the pasuk itself is meichiach, because the pasuk says yachram that you're going to be chayiv misa, and if somebody brings a carbon to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to be chayiv misa. So avada, although it says Elohim, not Elohim acherim, and usually Elohim is lashon kodesh. Over here, you have to say it's chayil. Not only is it chayil, it's the opposite of kodesh. It's tumah. It's referring to avodah zarah. Now, in pshutai shel mikra, how do you make it work? So we said Rashi and Chumash already addresses it. And Rashi says the answer lies in the comments of the word Lo Elohim. Meaning, had it been written with a, what Rashi calls a chatof, what we know as a shva, or had there been a tzeri, so over there you would have thought that itaka means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But being that it says it with a comments, so the comments tells me it means Avodah Zarah. What does the comments do? So Rashi says that the comments tells you that it's referring to something that I told you about earlier. And not just earlier, recently. Recently, meaning in context of Perichov Beis, Pasuk Yotes, and Parshas Mishpatim, you had Parshas Yisroi, which had the Aseret HaDibris, and in the Aseret HaDibris, the Torah says, Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panoi. This comment of Lo Elohim is a reference back to the Elohim Acherim of that Pasuk, and that, of course, is Elohim Acherim, it's talking about Avodah Zarah, and that's how in the Pshutei Shel Mikra it works, Zoyveach Lo Elohim Yachram. We mentioned that the Sephorna clearly mutchered with this as well, and the Sephorna says, a Davar Nifla. He says that the word Elohim, really, in this Pasuk, doesn't mean only Avodah Zarah. It means Avodah Zarah, but it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. This person is being Zayveach to all the Getchkes, and he's even worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally, he's dining all Avodah Zarah, but he's also dining HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some form of Shittuf. And what the Torah is saying is Yochram, because Bilti Lashem Levadin is a problem of Shittuf. Which, of course, this pasuk is the makar of Rav Shimon Baichai in the Gemara Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amal Alf that we saw so many times throughout the Masechta, that a Yid is not allowed to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even B'Shittuf. What about a guy? Ah, oh, that's Dvar Matikin. But a Yid is not allowed to worship even B'Shittuf. And forget, that's what it means Elohim. So you're right, Elohim can't just mean Avodah Zarah. It's impossible. That would have to be Elohim Acherim. It's Dr. Sfarni. You know what's going on over here? What's going on over here is it means all of the Elohims. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Elohei or Elohim, but the point is that this is a pasuk of Shittuf, and that's why it says it in this Lashon Koilelas. So either Elohim is Lashon Koil based on the comments, Lo Elohim, or Elohim over here, Tak is not exclusively Lashon Koil, it's also certainly not exclusively Lashon Kodesh, but what it means is all that we desire is the way the Sephorna said. But we mentioned at the very, very end of yesterday's daf, left off with a little bit of a cliffhanger, and that is that if you take a look at the Ramban, And it's right here in Parshas Meshpatim, and it's also in Parshas Yisroel, and it's very much Barichos and Parshas Vayikra. The Ramban, Kedarki Bakoidesh, starts talking a little bit al derech hasoid, al derech emes, and he says there's a big secret going on here in this pasuk. There's a little bit more than meets the eye, meaning everything that we're saying now, that's in the world of pshat, even though it says Zaveach Lelehim, so you have to say the comets, but in Teiras HaSoid, there's something very, very, very deep happening. Just to read again the words of the Ramban. Yuvan mimenu inyana karbonis. If you understand this soid, you'll understand inyana karbonis. Right? So karbonis is the soide hasoides. Literally, in knowing pshat in this pasuk, lick the soid that karbonis. That's how deep this soid is. V'yochel ha-maskel l'dayte mimashek osadnu b'makam acher. And the maskel, who's trying to understand this, if he knows what we wrote somewhere else, will be able to understand this. V'unkel is ramaz le'bekan. Unkel is was meramaz over here. V'ayin yirmezenu anachdu b'teres kayanim be'ezra kel yisparach shmoy la'ad v'lonetzach. So what is this soid amok that the Ramban is willing to just be megale a tiny bit? So obviously, I don't know. But there's something that we certainly could take out of this Ramban. In fact, something very, very practical, astonishingly enough. And I think it's kedai to be makdem something that we spoke about once upon a time. And that is, in the Shailos HaTshuva Shar Ephraim. So who was the Shar Ephraim? The Shar Ephraim was Rabbi Ephraim HaKoyen Mivilna. He was the Rav in Vilna in the 1600s, and he wrote the Shailos HaTshuva Shar Ephraim. He sat on a bezin together with the Shach, just to give you an idea of exactly who the Shar Ephraim was. He also had a daughter who had a very famous son, the Chacham Tzvi. So Shar Ephraim was the Chacham Tzvi's grandfather, his maternal grandfather, mamash, his mother's father. But either way, the Shar Ephraim is from the Gaonim of the 17th century. And in Shailos HaTshuva's Shar Ephraim, in Tshuva Samech Dalet and Samech He, he's addressing a fascinating question that was related to a Maisa Shehoya Kachoy. So the story was that there was a Yid who in the initial Tshuva is nameless, who got up to speak for a Kehila on Shabbos HaGadol. And he darshan on the Pasuk in the beginning of Parashat Shmos. This is in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoymer, ki eke imach vezelcha ois ki anoichi shelachticha boitziach es ha'ami mitzrayim tavdun eso elokim ala horaze. Right? We know that Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, when you're not going to leave Mitzrayim, they're going to come to this mountain, they're going to come to Har Sinai, and they're going to be mekabel Torah tavdun eso elokim ala horaze. So this Yid, this Baal Darshan got up, and he said that I hold lulei de mistafino, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, boitziach es ha'ami Mitzrayim tavdun es olikim al ha'har hazeh, you know what he was referring to? He wasn't referring to Kabbalah Sateira. That's not what he was referring to. He was referring to the Chet Ha'egel. And in fact, the way you have to read this pasuk is not tavdun es ha'olikim b'loshin kodesh al ha'har hazeh, but rather es ha'olikim b'loshin chol. That's how you have to read this pasuk. And it was being meramis in the Chet Ha'egel. And he had a whole reason why he was saying this pshat. It was a shtickle Torah. I mean, one of the things he was coming to explain was that HaKadosh Baruch was talking to Moshe. See, he's telling Moshe, "Vayitziach es ha'ami Mitzrayim tavdun eso Elokim al ha'har hazeh, tavdun oisi mi bayale." Right, this was bothering very much. So he said, oh, obviously, he was referring not to oisi. This is a remez to the Chet Ha'egel, and the way you have to read this pasuk is not Elokim b'loshen kodesh, brethren b'loshen chol. Either way, see, he's giving this drasha, and it turns out that there's a kanoi, some younger man in the audience, in the stands, and he listens to what's going on, and he starts yelling and screaming, and he starts being moicha, throws the proverbial tomatoes, and all of a sudden, a whole ruckus broke out, and it was not good. It was very, very bad. Ad kidei kach, they decided that this year needs to be put into cherim, and we have to make a lesson out of him. A person could go up and berab him, he could be megal upon him at Torah, and he could take the word Elokim, which is kodesh, and turn it into chayil, and to create a pshat and a pasuk, shaloi shamanu v'loi ra'inu, for thousands of years, no one ever said such a pshat, a chutzpah v'ha'oza, he's a zakin mamre, and they went after him with a tremendous, tremendous kifus. But before they did it, they said, let's make sure we get a second opinion, and let's send the shiloh to the Gadol Hador, and they send this question to the Shar Ephraim, and they ask the Shar Ephraim, what exactly are you supposed to do? And the Shar Ephraim writes back, a very, very, in his own words, he says, I wrote a 12-page tshuva, so this is a very, very long tshuva. We go through the whole sugya, the sugya of how you give teichacha and how you put a person in cherim, and you do it publicly, you do it privately. It's a fascinating tshuva that's beyond the scope of what we're dealing with right now. But as it relates to the pshat that this yid said, so the Sha'ar Ephraim writes back to the Shoyl, says, I don't like the pshat. Don't get me wrong. It's a very, very bad pshat. But at the same time, a Talmud Chacham says a pshat, and a Talmud Chacham does something. We have a chiyuv, b'tzedek tishpoit amisecha. We have to be done this personal kafschos. He quoted the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yotester. Our Papa said, I wouldn't put my hand on a pillow at night until I went ahead and I was mehapich b'schusa of a Talmud Chacham. So this yid's a Talmud Chacham, the Chaladeus, and really we're going after him because he said a pshat that we don't like. So maybe we have to go ahead and we have to try to be melamed schus. And he said, maybe this is really what he meant. What this yid was saying was not that when it says in the Torah, ho'elekim, it means loshen choyl as opposed to loshen kodesh. But the pasuk says, b'yitziyaches ha'ami mitzrayim tavdon es ho'elekim alohar hazeh. Es? What is S coming to teach me? See, he said, we know that Shimon Amsuni, and then later Rabbi Akiva with Dairish S and Shebet Torah. And it could be this, Talmud Chacham said, that you know what the S is coming to rabbis. It's coming to rabbis something tuffel, and that Dover Tuffel, he was attributing to the eagle. He said, is this a good pshat? No, it's a terrible pshat. But at the same time, he said, Ulai Ef Shatam, and maybe that's what's going on over here. And I feel like we have to be makatoiv. And he said that maybe he was coming from the fact that the pasuk says, Boitziaches ha'am, and we know the am always means the Erev Rav. And he said, even if in this pasuk the am doesn't mean the Erev Rav, but Es ha'am is for sure the Erev Rav. So he said, the am will worship Ha'alikim, and the Es ha'am, I'm going to worship the Es ha'alikim. And he said, the emes is it'd be very geshmak because we know the chet ha'egel was really shituf, right? We know it was shituf, and that's the esu alekim. It was b'shituf, and the Sha'ar Ephraim goes and he says this epic shtickle Torah that he hates, he doesn't like it, but he says this incredible shtickle Torah just to be melamed zchus on this yud. But anyway, this is all going on here in Shailo Samachta. Then comes Shailo Samachet. In Shailo Samachet, that baldarshin of Shabbos Hagadol, the Marad Shmaita Ilahave Parvanka, right? He himself goes and he writes another letter to the Sha'ar Ephraim. And he says, I'm that guy. I'm the Baldarshan and they're being rid of me and I'm having big tzaras over here and I feel like I need to explain myself and I need you to come and save me because I'm in big trouble right now. And in this letter, obviously he reveals himself. So who was he? Who was the Shoyl? He's actually pretty famous in the Moroccan, Tunisian, Sephardic world. His name was Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino. Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino is the author of Shoyl Shushuvas Edus B'Yosef, other Sfarim as well. It's a goyin oilam. And as soon as he reveals himself to the Sha'ar Ephraim, the Sha'ar Ephraim writes back to him, you see that the Sha'ar Ephraim had this incredible ahava for him. He said, I can't believe it's you. He said, it's funny because when I got to Shoyl, I had a tiny suspicion. It's funny when you read these Shushuvas, right? He said, I had a little bit of a suspicion, but I didn't think it was you. Wow, it's you. You're the person. He calls him Ahuvi, Chavivi. He has a tremendous amount of Chavivos for him. We actually once mentioned that Yosef Shol Natanzin, the Baal Shalom Eshev, he was an enikel of the Sha'ar Ephraim. There's a tshuva where he's talking about something that this yid, Rabbi Yosef Al-Masninu, said, ergets in the tshuva. So he says, you know who this yid was? He says, my Zayd the Sha'ar Ephraim called him Ahuvi, Chavivi. He says, take a look at tshuva, Sha'ar Ephraim, Shaila Samachay. See how much he loved him. He's a great, great man. But either way, there's like a second component, a part two to this whole Shak Levitaria. And the reason is a part two, because now Rabbi Yosef Al-Masninu Alain is talking directly to the Sha'ar Ephraim. And in his tshuva to the Sha'ar Ephraim, he says that I want to tell you, I know my pshat is very unconventional, and I had a feeling it might not go over so well by everybody. He said, Ablamaisa, that I believe this precedent to do things like this, to look at a pasuk that at first glance says, Elohim, which is Lashon Kodesh, and to be Mahapachit Techel, meaning the word Elohim, there's maybe a little bit of Makim, And he gave him a few examples, and one of the examples he told him was, he says, I want to tell you something that I heard from the Arizal. You ready? This is what the Arizal said. The pasuk says, Zoyveach lo Elohim yacharam bilti lashem levade. And everybody knows that this pasuk means that if somebody shechts lavi the zara, yacharam is going to be chayim misa. Oh, but it's a funny pasuk a little bit, because every time it says the word Elohim, it's kodesh, it's not chayil. And avi the zara is a big Elohim acherim. So what's going on over here in this pasuk? So the Arizal said that you want to know the soid of this pasuk. He said the soid of this pasuk is based on a Gemara. And the Gemara is in Masechtas Menachos, Tavkuf Yudam Adav. It's one of the last, if you're making a siyam on Masechtas Menachos and you don't like start with the word hadron, like you really learn the last gemara by the seer. It's different menhagim, but if you do it like that, you're gonna say over this gemara in the seer. It's a very short gemara. Tanya, Omer Rab Shimon ben Azai, Boy Urei Maksi beParshas Karbonis. Shaloi Neben, what's going on in the Parsha Karbonis that you don't find the name Kale? The only name you find by older Karbanos is Havaya. The reason is, because what would be if you had different Shemes? So what would be if by one Karban it would say this Shem, and by the other Karban it would say that Shem, and by the other one it would say a different Shem? So people would think that maybe different Karbanos are being brought to write different Zachin. It would be terrible. So we're consistent, and every single time you find by a Karban a Shem, who is the Shem? What is the Shem? It's always the Shem Havayah. That's a Lashon HaGemara Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. So said the Arizal, this is what's going on inside. That when a Kohen brought a carbon, when a Yid brought a carbon, he had to have Kavanah. And the Kavanah was that he's bringing the carbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's what Lishma means, right? That's Lishma. One of the dinim of Lishma. Six things that the Kohen had to be Mechavan, this is one of them. You bring it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it wasn't enough that this person had in mind the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He had to have in mind a specific name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he had to have in mind that this carbon is being brought the Shem Havaya. It has to be Dafka for Shem Havaya. But if a person would bring a carbon and he would have in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish, but one of the other Shemites of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on some level he did something terrible and said that result, that's what the Pasuk means. Zoyveach lo elikim beloshin kodesh. Yochram, bilti lahavaya levadoi. Because even when you're bringing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not good if you're going to bring it to Elohim. It has to be bilti lahavaya levadoi. Azoyat Arizal getaych. The emes is, this Arizal is mefurish in the Zohar Chadash. Read the words of the Zohar Chadash. Boyurei, kam mechoshesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kvayt shmo yizbarach. Teidu lecha, bezman shem yisam mikdash ayikayim, kalamakrif karben vizoyfche l'shem zeh, hanikro Elohim. You ready? Person brings a carbon and he has in mind HaKadosh Baruch, but the Shem Elohim Chayiv Miso Shanemar Zoyveach Lo Elohim Yochram Bilti Lashem Levadoi Melameit Shetzorich Lahaske Shmoy HaMiyuchid Bilvad Valkein V'chulu V'chulu Abit Zinofen Ezeir Chodosh Zoyveach Lo Elohim the Shem Kodesh Yochram Bilti Lavai Levadoi. The only way you're allowed to bring a carbon is if you bring a Lavai. So this Nid Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino told the Shara Frayim, he says, I don't know, why is my Pshat any worse than Darizal's Pshat? Look at what Darizal said. Look at what Darizal said. Darizal took the word Elohim, which is Chayil, and he turned it into Kodesh. Now, he's going on the other side of traffic. But the bottom line is, there's already a precedent for such an Indian, and if there's a precedent for such an Indian, I don't know if what I'm doing is so wrong. Shafraim right smacked him. And one of the things he tells him is, I think you misunderstood Darizal. Darizal did not mean Zoyveach lo Elohim Yochram, as if Elohim all of a sudden means Elohim. Darizal was coming from the Seifa of the Pasuk, and only the Seifa of the Pasuk. Bilti Lahavaya Levadai. That's where Darizal was coming from. He was coming from Bilti Lahavaya Levadai. That was the Nakuda. That it has to be Lahavaya. Not the whole Pasuk is saying this Vart. Only the second half of the Pasuk is saying this Vart. First half of the Pasuk is B'mkami HaMedes. It means what we always thought it meant. And that is what? Zoyveach lo Elohim B'loshin Chayil Yachra. The end of the Pasuk that says Bilti L'Hashem Levadoi, it mentioned Dafke Hashem Havaya. From the fact that it mentioned Dafke Hashem Havaya, that's where we know it has to be from the Hashem Havaya. This is what the Shah Ephraim told him. The Emes says, if you look at Zohar Chodesh, it doesn't sound that way. Teidol L'chob, it's much based on Mikdash HaYikam, Kolamakrav Karmav Zoyvche L'Shem Zeh Nikra Elohim, Chayiv Miso, Shenema Zoyveach L'Elohim Yochram Bilti Lavai Levadai. But Al Kaponim, this Inyan that's Mavur in the Torah from the Arizal, this Inyan that's Mavur in the Zohar Chodesh, and L'Chayiv, this Inyan that the Ramban was being miramis to a little bit. And that is, it's true, it says Elohim, but it sounds a little bit like really it's Elohim. And what's going on over here? The Torah says, Al-Pi Soit, Elohim in this Pasuk is Taka Kodesh. It's Taka Kodesh. It's Taka Kodesh, because there's an Inyan, Bilti Lahavaya Levadai. And if a person would bring a carbon, and he would have in mind any other shame of the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would be a problem. The emes is Reb Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim, in Shaar Gimel Perek Tes, he talks about this Inyan as well. This is an Inyan that comes up in different Svarim HaKadoshim. He talks about it as well. And he says, really, if you're going to understand what the difference is between someone that brings a carbon, lahavaya, versus elikim, they're all shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you'd have to go into a more nuanced havana of the difference between the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is obviously above my pay grade. But just to read the words of Reb Chaim Veloz in the beginning of Perek Tes, he says as follows. The pasuk says, V'yadata ayoyim, V'ashivoyis alavavecha, ki Hashem hu elikim. Ha-hevdol shebein elu beiz Hashem moisu. There's a difference between these two shemes. The shame Havayin the Shem Elikim. Shashem Elikim Nemar Gamal is a koyach proti hanimshach mimenu yisbarach. The Shem Elikim could be said regarding a koyach that comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shem Havayin Nemar al mekara koyches kulam. Shanimshach mimenu yisbarach shemai. The Shem Havayin is the mekor of everything. The other Shemois, even though they mean a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but they're referring to Ezekiah Protiim that are Nimshach Mimenu Yisbarach. You hear the chilek? The chilek is Havaya is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to the other Shemois, they mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they're referring to different Koichos. All the Koichos that created the world. But Koichos that are Nimshach Mimenu Yisbarach. Says Reb Chaim Veloz, that when a Yid bought a carbon, it wasn't enough that he had a mind L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's built in L'Avay L'Vado. You have to have in mind the Mekoyra Koichos Kulon. Shenimshach Mimenu Yisbarach Shemai. But if you're going to have in mind even the koichos that are nimshach mimenu yisbarach, that's missing it. That's not enough. The carbon has to be not for the koichos hanimshach mimenu yisbarach. The carbon has to be for the makar. Alein has to be, again, this is an Indian that is above our pay grade. But the bottom line is, this is the new pshat, the third pshat, so to speak. Zoyveach l'alikim tak on some level, it's Lashon Kodesh. And if a person has a mind, l'alikim yochram chayiv misa. Because it's not enough that you have in mind the koiches, you have to have in mind the source itself. So we mentioned that we're going to talk about a part two of this raid, but it has a very practical punchline. So far, where's the practical punchline? So if you take a look at the Nefesh HaChaim over there in Perek Tes, if he goes right there, he says a dover nifla lanias daiti mamish ad lamoid. He says that the emes is, why did the Torah have to say bilti lavai levadi? I mean, this is the way it is. But he says there's an oimik of why the Torah had to say it. And this oimik traces itself back to the ta'os that the original Ovdei Avodah Zarah made. So we know, who were the original Ovdei Avodah Zarah? It was the Dor Enosh, right? How many times have we spoken out this Rambam, especially during Chumash here, which we have to get back to. But how many times have we spoken out the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam says, "Bimei Enosh tov bnei ha'odom tos gedoylo, v'nivra atzas chach me'oisei ador, v'enosh atzmi min atoy." Right, the Rambam says, what was the tos? They thought of a Kadosh Baruch Hu made all these malachim, all these galgalim, all these koichavim, all these mazalas. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu probably wants us to give cover to them. So our avoid is to go ahead and to worship them. Because by doing that, we're certain, right? Just like a king wants you to give covet to his Masharsim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to get covet if we're going to worship all the Kechavim and all the Mazalas. But it was a mistake, because you're only allowed to worship Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Reb Chaim Veloz, you know, he doesn't bring the Rambam, but obviously he means this Rambam. And he goes in and he explains the toss, but he says a different nusach. I think this nusach is a game changer. You ready? El, shetchilas tos der anush haya. He said, I'm going to tell you what the mistake of the der anush was. Shechoshvu b'shibush daitam, because they made a mistake. They thought, ki rom Hashem v'al Hashemayim kevoidai. Kadosh Baruch Hu zoi grois. Ve'in kvoidai lashkiach ha-briya zo ilum ha-shafel. It's unbefitting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get involved in the narish ha-manusha, minusha that people deal with. So they assume the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's gonna micromanage all my shtisim. Umas from the koiches agalgalim v'amazolos sheheima yanhigu ze oilam kitzayim. Let them do their thing. For your nechshavetz, listen to this. For your nechshavetz, the original chevra thought that it was chulin. The iser gomer. The chutzpah gedoyla. Negdo yisparach lispala lishmoya nichbad vahanoiro levakesh miitoy tzorcheyam ashvev. Imagine you pick up the phone, you call the president, and he says, how can I help you? Miraculously he picks up, and you ask him for something silly. Chutzpah gedoyla. Lizois nishtabdu asus. You know, they said, well, I'm going to ask God to help me with my zachin.
There's bigger geschäften was er da führen. So let me go to one of the kivnul. So they went and they asked this koichov and this mazel because the emes is, he says, it's unbefitting. That was the toss. The toss was it's a chutzpah gedoyla to come to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm skipping a little bit. But you know what the problem? They made a mistake. They didn't chap. That's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. Uma'atim yeschidei skula hayu. There were a few yechidei skula. Who were the yechidei skula? Right? All the tzaddikim, chanoich, the people that they understood. Shehikiru v'yadu ha'emes. They knew the truth. Sha'av shehu yisparach shemoi magbi lo shavas. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is magbi lo shavas, abe'im kol zeh hu mashpili lirois bashamayim uvaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a magbi lo shavas, but he's a mashpili lirois bashamayim uvaretz. The original life the Avodah Zarah thought, what, I'm going to go worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's a chutzpah. How can I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my things? I want to have a better day. I need a little bit of help in this inyan. Yeah, for me it's a big deal. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's wars. He's fearing geshefton, oylamos, agabe oylamos. And they thought that, yeah, how can you ask Hashem? But the Yechidei Skula that understood the side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a magbi l'shaves, but he's mashpili lirois pashamayim v'aretz. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says mefurish, it's true for karbonos, but today it's true for avoyde shebelev zu tefila. Our avoyde is we talk directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talk bilti lahavaya levadoi. We don't go through any intermediaries. Not through intermediaries, but even zoveach la'alikim yachra. Even Elikim, because that's koichos hanim shachem yimenu yizbarach. We have a direct line. Now you would think you're going to talk with a direct line. It's chulin. It's an iser. It's a chutzpah gedoyla. But that's what the Torah was megalotos. Zoyveach le'elikim, even the shem Elikim yachram, bilti lavai lavada. We walk right into the Oval Office. And it could be big, it could be small. And even though you're walking into a place where it's hamagbi l'sheves, or hamashpili liros, and that's something that we understand, and that's the side of bilti lavai lavada. And I think this is a pretty practical side. So just to end, and that is this week's parasha is parashas Vaschanon. It's parashas Vaschanon. Moshe Rabbeinu davened Vaschanon al Hashem. Vaschanon al Hashem be'isah hilema. I saw the Hilchos Sam Sofer. He asks, why does the pasuk have to say Vaschanon al Hashem? Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to Hashem. Who else was he davening to? Why does he have to say Vaschanon al Hashem? So Hilchos Sam Sofer said that everybody knows that the word Vaschanon is begematria tof kuf tezvav. It's begematria 515. And why is it begematria 515? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal 515 tefilas. Oh, but the Emes Hilchos Sam Sofer says, and the Svarim HaKadoshim say, the word tefila is also begematria 515. Tefila has some sort of a shaychus to the number 515. Havaya, says the Chassam Sofer, is the gematria 26. 515 and 26 is the gematria 541. You know what's the gematria 541? Yisrael. Yisrael's begamatria, tof kuf mem aleph. It's gematria 541. And the Chassam Sofer says that there's a side going on here in this pasuk, that tefila to havaya is Yisrael. Das ayid. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So again, there's a side going on over here. But Vaschanon al Hashem, Vaschanon al Havaya, Tfilah mit Havaya, Das mach Yisrael. It's Havaya Daika. Havaya Daika, Bilti Lavaya Lavadoi, Vaschanon Tfilah al Havaya. Because that's how we daven. We daven with a chutzpah gedoyla. So I was thinking about this a little bit, right? Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that we daven to Hashem, it's a chutzpah. Think about it, right? You ever misbinding this? It's often in Reb Chaim Volozhiner, often in Nefesh HaChaim. He says when a person stells sich zu to daven, and he starts thinking, Hashem, I need help with this. Perhaps I need help with that. You know, this is not so good. This is not working out 100% the way I would like it to work out. Will you please help me? You should be chayin and das. I need a refuah. I need help with parnasa. Whatever it is. A yid goes and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch. It's a chutzpah gedoyla, says Reb Chaim. It's be'etzem a chutzpah gedoyla. But it's not. And the reason it's not, because even though HaKadosh Baruch is a magbil l'shaves, but he's mashpili l'ris b'shamayi v'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 515 times. I don't know if you're allowed to say this, but to me this sounds like the biggest chutzpah in the world. Can you imagine someone asks you something 550? At what point would you hit him in the head? I'm not sure. I don't know about you, I wouldn't make it past seven, right? At some point, you're going to sack the guy. It doesn't make any sense. First, you're going to tell me, what do you mean? Your son calls you and he asks you something 515 times. Look out, right? I think so. It's unbelievable. So my muscle rishu was this nefesh achayim mamish. But I yid make davenim et chutzpah. It's true. It's chutzpah gedoyla. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not lulei de mistafina. Could be. This chutzpah be'echos kilo. You're going. You picked up the phone and you called the creator of the world because something is not perfect. Chutzpah gedoyla negda yisparach lespalush maya nichbad va'anoyla v'akshmit etzorchem ha'shveilim. No, those are the words of Chaim V'lozhin. It's a chutzpah gedoyla. You asked the Eibishter 150 times. You chap, he's not so in the mood of helping you out right now. So why are you asking him again? You know, let's pick this up another day. No, Moshe Rabbeinu went weiter. He went again and again and again. Val medavid mit chutzpah. My hashkafa shnir was, what was Moshe Rabbeinu being told no about? Can't come into Eretz Yisrael. Kol mashiyom elcha balabayis aseh, chutz mitzeh. Right? That's what this is a classic example of this. He was being told not to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Kubi, this is not just chutz b'gedoyla because tefillah gate mit achutzpah. Kubi, it's a little bit more than that. But then I had another rayon. I don't know. Ich weiß nicht. There's another place in the Torah where you find such an inyan. Where you find that somebody davened and he davened again and he davened again and he davened again. So where you find that? It's a pasuk in Parshas Toldos. It's a Rashi in Chumash. Vayetar Yitzchok Lashem Benoichach Ishtoi Ki Akorihi. So Rashi, what's this word Vayetar? Hirbo Vehiftzer Betfilo. That's what it means. Ki Loshen Etel Loshen Haftzora Veribuyu. Yitzchok davened again and again and again. And if you look in Chazal talk about all the ribuy of tefillas, of how many tefillas Yitzchok davened. Yitzchok did the same exact thing. Yitzchok davened again and again and again. You know, we don't know how many times Yitzchok davened. Moshe Rabbeinu, again, I think these are two places, was here by the hips of a tefillah, and Yitzchok Avinu was here by the hips of a tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know how many times he davened. Kiminya Beschanan, everybody knows, every child knows that. How many times did Yitzchok daven? Ich weiß nicht. But I'll tell you a remez that I once saw in the Torah from the Hilchos Chasam Sofer. He says the words Yitzchok and Rivka together make 515. And he says, because Eliyahu loinen el betfilas hamincha, and Yitzchak was masakim mincha, and that's the ikar tefila. Yitzchak and Rivka is kaminyan tefila. It's begamatria 515. There's a remez of 515 when it comes to Yitzchak as well. But here was my hergish. The hergish was Moshe Rabbeinu who was hiftzer, the hirba, the hiftzer, 515 times, and he wasn't answered. He wasn't answered. Yitzchak Avinu, however, davened and davened and davened, and he was answered. He was oichet to a Yaakov Avinu. His tefillah was answered. So what's the pshat? So maybe the pshat is based on the Torah we always speak after Rav Tzadik, where Rav Tzadik said that the Mapilim, right, the Amidbar was told, don't go into Eretz Yisrael, because v'hi lo yisitzlach. But they went anyways. Why did they go? Because they knew the soid. So why didn't it work? So said Rav Tzadik, because v'hi lo yisitzlach. Because at that time, this avoida of kol was not the avoda of the world. Oh, but there'll be a time, said Rab Tzadik, when the Mahalach is going to be that you can do something like this, you can mamish go kinegad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to work. And you know when that is, said Rab Tzadik, it's be'ikfas of the Mashiach. And he said, that's what Chazal meant, be'ikfas of the Mashiach, chutzpah yaska. That be'ikfas of the Mashiach, the Mahalach is going to be chutzpah. That's what the Mahalach is going to be. Moshe Rabbeinu davened v'aschana, kamini v'aschana, and sinish gelungen. Because v'hi lo yisitzlach. At that, Hashem told him, al toysev dabre elai oid bedover hazeh. It's not happening. You're not going in. I could be here with the hiftzer. You can't do it anymore. You can't say another word. Because it's not going to work. But Yitzchak Avinu of the others, and the others we know is Ma'isov, a similar banim. And their lives wasn't just their lives. They were living lives for different kufis of Klal Yisrael. And it could be Yitzchak Avinu is the Ma'isov, a similar banim, that there's going to be a time where it's going to work. Where this avoida of chutzpah is going to be matzliach. Big for the Mashiach Chutz Beyaska. And why Yitzchak? Ah, so that everybody knows. Because Yitzchak, we know, is the one the Gemara says in Shabbos Peites Amabez. He is the one that's going to fend for the Yidden. And that's why the Suda Sal of the Yassin is referred to as B'yoyim She'yigomo B'noy Shel Yitzchak. And that's why throughout the Svar Makdosh and Vo'era El Avram, right, the Gula of Mitzrayim, which was the Maisa of a similar bondum of Gula's Yisrael, Vasud Lavoy Ve'era says the Baal Tum is B'gematria Yitzchak. It's all the Gematria of Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is Doch Gula's and Shel Yisrael. And Gulas and Shal Yisrael, there's a Mahalach where Ikfas of the Mashiach Chutz Beyasko. Then you could daven and you could daven and daven, and it's not going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu's feels that weren't answered. Then already Vehi Sitzlach. Then it's already going to work. V'aschanun alash havaya be'esa hi lemar. V'aschanin alavaya, tefila dav zayin alavaya. It's a chiddush, it could be alavaya. Oh, it's built the alavaya levadoi. What does it say by Yitzchok? V'ayeta Yitzchok lahavaya. It's the same diak like the Chasam Sofer. V'ayeta, of course, obviously lahavaya. V'ayeta Yitzchok lahavaya. It was nochemol, it was a tefila alavaya, built the lahavaya levadoi. But there's this inyan of a person davening, davening with chutzpah. Davening with chutzpah, you have a right. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the world, about your little things. Your little things that are going on in your life, you have a right to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not just that, you could ask it again and again and again. And Lulei de Mistafina, in this dar, it's going to work. In this dar, chutz b'yaska is a mahalach, said Rav Tzadok HaKoyim. There was a time of a hiloy sitzlach, but this dar needs chutzpah. And we've mentioned, as Rav Tzadok says, what do you mean we need chutzpah? Because look at what we look like. Look at what we look like. And really, for us to even to put on tefillin or put on a talis, the amount of chutzpah it takes, who are we to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But the teretz is, this is Chazal understood it was going to be a dar of ikfas in the Mashiach, where we're going to have our shortcomings, but just because we have our shortcomings, and you would think, you have a right to ask for this and to do that. Who are you to learn? Who are you to daven? Who are you to partake? This is all shtesim. Because even if you're right, ikfas in the Mashiach, chutzpah yaska, you have a right to go with chutzpah. Veschan is begematria 515, that's also begematria Yitzchak Rivka. What else is begematria of Yitzchak? The Chidah brings in his form that Nachamu Nachamu is begematria Yitzchak. Veschanon is Yitzchak and Rivka. Nachamu Nachamu is begematria Yitzchak. In the schus of Yitzchak, in the schus of that chutzpah gedoylov, Nachamol and Nachamol, I'm not taking no for an answer. We should be zoicha to the Nevuah of Yeshaya, which is Kulei Nechemta. We should be zoicha to Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yomer Lekechem. We should be zoicha that our little avoid of chutzpah should be niskabel beratzayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be zeichot in the Nechamas Tzion and the Nechamas Yisrael. And here be Amenu. Amen.